Blog Talk Radio.
Night of the pajama party. We were shooting a breeze prior to coming on the air, and the air just caught up with us. I'm one of your hosts, Papa D. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
Okay, this is a pajama party. If you join us for the first time, this is where we talk about everything that's anything. There's no rules. If you put your children in another room so we can get started, we'll wait. Okay. Now, we're back. Kettle, want to give a rundown, tell the people what's happening tonight?
I sure will. All right, I'm going to do the rundown right quick. We got the hot topics here. We got Chicago records its deadliest month. Residents in Indiana relocating due to lead. Also, Georgetown University to make amends for profiting from slavery. Our hit it and quit it headlines, the U.S. FDA report about painkillers. Apple facing class action lawsuit, and also massive recall of Samsung's flagship devices. We got what's popping with Papa Didi. He got some surprises for us tonight. Our weird news. Goat helps a Clydesdale horse escape. Interesting. Model size cube bus inspired to become a psychic. And also fugitive captured after TV station uses more flattering photo. I'm just saying with Red Wine, how much is a college degree really cost? Living for the city with Papa Didi, another surprise for us tonight. My Hollywood wrap-up, I got some surprises. And we have plenty of celebrity birthdays. Cocktail of the week called the Red Vine. Kiss It List and the last word. Sit back, relax, get your favorite cocktail, and we'll be right back with the hot topics.
Your finest cognac over a glass of ice in a short glass. Goes great with Papa D.D.'s segment. Living for the City on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time or apajamaparty.com on a live stream. I want to talk to that Papa D.D. myself. I'm going to hit him up. It's on 914-803-4306. Once again, that's 914-803-4306. And you should too.
Welcome back to the pajama party. I'm Kettle. I'm here with Red Wine.
Bonsoir. And we have a caller that we want to welcome onto the show. So let's see if we can get this caller online. Caller, you are live on the pajama party show. Did you have a comment or you just want to check in? Go right ahead.
Hi.
Go ahead, caller. We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I just wanted to check in.
All right, we appreciate you. Where are you calling from? What city? What state?
I am calling from Oxford, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow. All right, wow. Pennsylvania in the house.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoy the show. Sit back and relax. We got some surprises for you tonight.
Yeah.
I believe
okay.
it. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, sounds like it's somebody else from Pennsylvania in the background.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to PA.
I know that's
right. PA. Yeah.
Hey. All right now.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We appreciate you checking in.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right. We got PA in the house. All right. Papa Didi, you still with us, right?
Yes, here.
Okay, all come right. on in, Papa. What's
Papa's
you?
On location. So we're going to move in on with the hot topics, and Papa Didi, you're up first. So what do you have on the hot topic for tonight?
You know what I got on the hot topic tonight, first of all, is no stranger to the news, is out Chicago, which I always said, I've done a few commentaries on this. You know, Chicago is built into two different sections. You know, you got the tourist area of Chicago, and then you got the Chicago hood. And it seems like one is not touching the other, but here we go with that again. Chicago had this deadly month in about two decades. And when they say deadly month, I mean, they're probably going all the way back to the Al Capone days and everything else, because Chicago's been on fire for years as far as violence is concerned and all that jazz. Anyway, in a city wrestling with a rise in gun violence and turmoil, its police department, August seemed like the longest month. By midnight on Wednesday, 90 murders had occurred in August alone. That's 90 people murdered.
Wow.
All right. Making it the deadliest month in Chicago in about 20 years. Okay, Chicago, which is the nation's third largest city, And like I said, there they go again, putting the city with the neighborhood, and they're two different entities altogether. You can go to Chicago, have a great time, not even know that the south side of Chicago exists. So when they report this saying, you know, Chicago, the nation's third largest city, acting like it's one unit, and it's not one unit. They're protecting this tourist area very well. There's nothing going on in the tourist area. If they look and see how many tourists were killed in the actual inner city, in the actual tourist area, it'll probably be lower than five. But anyway, the number of deaths here this year, 471, is about 50% higher than the same period last year. Nine fatality shootings have risen at a similar rate as well. More than 2,300 shootings have taken place so far this year, and that's amazing. Where are they getting these guns? Where are they getting these bullets? Mostly of it is on the south and the western sides of the city. Like I said, it had nothing to do with the area where you have House of Blues and the boat rides and the Magnificent Mile. None of that's being touched at all. So it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So just so you know, it's a tale of two cities in all actuality, just to sum it all up. You know, we really have to, I don't know what's missing there, whether it's unemployment or just lack of education or just people just going wild doing their own thing. But I feel very uncomfortable with the people living there, because I'm sure there's some righteous and decent people there that dealing with this stuff every day that they're probably scared to death, hear gunshots all the time. So we hope that Chicago can get it together over the next short time frame and put things in perspective.
Papa, does it mention anything about the mayor, you know, what the city is trying to do to rectify the murders, or, you know, anybody, special force, anybody coming in?
I think the mayor, you know, he's singing the same old tune. You know, Emmanuel, the one who used to be the chief of staff for the
President
Obama. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He knew he was popular. This is how he won the election so easy, but he's singing the same old song, and you know, you got your different preachers and your pastors and everybody doing their thing, but this is just the same old news, you know, the same ho-hum stuff is going on. I don't know whether or not the elections coming up will make any difference on that. I don't hear anything about Trump. Trump is what I'll talk about later in my, you know, what's popping. He's going to Detroit and Philadelphia, but he ain't saying nothing about going to Chicago. So,
Well, I wonder if it's having a negative effect on the tourism, business.
That's true.
You know, because most cities, major cities, you know, they depend on the tourism dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And if stuff starts happening to cause the tourism money to go down, mm-hmm. that's when stuff starts getting rectified.
That's true.
So I guess as long as the tourism money is not being affected, then they're not really all that pressed.
Hmm.
No, they're not at all, because the south side is really off the beaten path from the regular area. Because when I was in Chicago one time, I went to the south side myself when I was in Chicago because I wanted some church's chicken. I'm crazy about that stuff. Anyway, I'll go.
All right, Pop.
I'll go anywhere. I'll go into a war zone to get me some greasy church's chicken, right? So I went down to get me some church, and I caught the bus back, and I saw all this destitute situation. You got police headquarters not too far from the area where you get the church's chicken. And that's the only thing keeping that bay in that area. But then you catch the bus to go back downtown. As soon as you ride 3 or 4 blocks out of the south side area, everything starts to get, you know, cool again. Everything opens up. Everything is vibrant. And there goes your tall buildings, your Sears Tower, your House of Blues, all your boat rides and your water and your different islands and everything that Chicago is so famous for starts to come back once you ease up out of south side of Chicago. So definitely a tale of two cities.
Right.
You know, and,
I guess we just have to continue to follow the story. I see how far it's going to go, and maybe they'll do a turnaround and, you know, try to work on some changes. What's going on?
I think that's a good way to look at it, is a tale of two cities.
Yeah.
Well, we got to call her, Papa.
Okay.
All right. Caller, you're live on the Pajama Party Show. Go right ahead. What's your comment, and welcome aboard.
Welcome. Is that me? Y'all got me on here?
Yeah, we got you, caller. Go right ahead. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Papa Didi? This
what's going on? Uh-oh, 6th Street? What is that? Sounds like Philadelphia.
Southwest Philly, yeah. West Philly. Who that sound like, Papa Didi?
That sounds like West Philly, okay.
60th Street. 60th and Largewood.
Oh, 6th and Larchwood.
Right,
okay.
Look. Hey, look, is this Papa D that grew up on 59th and Pine?
Somewhere did it.
Oh, this is you hear Deuce on there. Hey, look, remember Amtrak, right? The Juice Man? Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, we all together here. I'm here with Blackjack.
All
right. Right. Well, thanks for calling, caller. I hope you continue to listen tonight.
I know comment.
Y'all need to make a comment, man. Wait, talk about what you were saying on what happened today. Was who was here today?
Yeah, Donald Trump was here.
Donald Trump was in Philly today?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to talk about that. I was popping the segment. He's trying to get the black vote. He finally realized he needs the Negroes to become president. A little birdie told him.
Wow.
Must have been a blackbird.
Yeah, a little blackbird.
It's a little too much, too late. A little too late, too much.
Too much.
Yeah. All right, caller. Thanks for checking in with us, caller.
All right. Okay, Kettle and Red Wine with Long Stem.
All right. West Philly in the house. We appreciate you. Shout out to West Philly.
Yes.
Okay.
Woo-hoo. All right. We're going to keep it moving.
All right. So, look, I wanted to talk about this situation going on in Indiana.
Uh-huh.
And you remember they had a problem with lead in the water.
Right.
In Flint, Michigan, right?
Correct.
Well, now they got a problem in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
You got the federal officials are saying that they're going to need more than $1 million to try to help the Indiana people relocate from a lead-poisoned land. Now, how crazy is this situation? The EPA is saying that they put signs up at a place called the West Calumet Housing Complex. Now, you know anytime a place is called a housing complex,
mm-hmm.
We're not talking about one of those pristine white picket fence developments,
right.
And I use air quotes when I say development.
You know what that means.
This is the West Calumet Housing Complex,
uh-huh.
they put signs up warning people not to play in the dirt. So basically, you're telling people, tell your kids, don't run around and play in this dirt because it's poison.
Mm.
They found lead all in the dirt. And this is a low-income housing complex built back in the 70s.
Wow.
So I wonder how long has this been going on?
Oh, that's right.
Didn't somebody do a song about how long has this been going on?
Yeah.
They said that this stuff is right on top of what was a lead refinery.
Mm-hmm.
So now if it was a lead refinery, seriously?
Come on.
Did you really think the lead was going to, what, evaporate?
Yeah, why would you build housing on top?
Exactly. So now you got 4 decades later, more than 1,000 people that live here are going to have to uproot and move on, move somewhere, because you got all this lead in the dirt. And kids are being affected. They're finding lead levels in the children.
Wow.
At like 6 times what is considered an acceptable level.
That's a lot.
And this isn't coming from the water. This is coming right up out of the ground.
Wow.
Out of the dirt from them being just walking around playing on the ground.
Right.
You know, out there playing hopscotch, jump rope, basketball, whatever the case. The place is a disaster. And one of the residents said, what were y'all doing, trying to do some experiment to see how long it would take to kill us off? Is that what it was?
Wow.
I'm kind of wondering, is that what it was?
Yeah.
That whole situation is out of control.
So they probably didn't tell these people that what was officially there, you know, originally there, and they're going to build on top. That's almost like someplace in D.C., you know, they had a cemetery. They claim, quote-unquote, that they took up the graves and they built homes on top.
Really, yeah. Now, you know, once you put a body or a casket in the ground, those things shift over time.
Yep.
So just because that marker or that headstone is in one place doesn't mean the body is right below it.
There you go.
So, but anyway, you know, you have more than 80 residents that were affected. They got a lawyer involved. And they're looking seriously at it, whether or not they're going to figure out a way to sue and get some compensation for people. Because now the bottom line is the lawyer is saying at the end of the day, is it too late? Because you already have people's children. Like I said, they're testing with lead levels at 6 times the amount that should be considered acceptable, at an acceptable level, rather.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how this is going to turn out, but, you know, just like with Flint,
we're
going to have to keep an eye on this thing.
Yeah. What do you think? They should file, Papa? They should file for the class action suit?
You know, I heard about that story, and it's very interesting how that's it's a lot of it, too. It's just lead. You know, because people have been dumping stuff in places and keeping on low. And then after a while, stuff starts to radiate, you know? It starts to radiate because it's so high in potency, and you can't grow nothing here. You can't do nothing there. You can't, and all of a sudden, somebody goes to check it out, and it's contaminated. So it's interesting. It's we're always on the back end of stuff like that. It's so sad.
That's true.
You know, everything that goes bad and goes contaminated, they always put our face on the box. And it's so we have to, you know, we really got to start listening with the third ear and seeing with the third eye. And stop sleeping, you know, wake up, what's happening.
Yeah, I say let's continue to follow the story,
I say they go through a class action lawsuit.
I say so, too.
I mean, living in a housing complex like
that,
if you can get a class action lawsuit and get some money where you can maybe buy a home or a condo or townhouse or whatever, you can get out of it, this may be their opportunity.
Yeah.
Because those children and anybody affected with that lead, they're going to need medical attention.
That's true.
And unless these folks have jobs that give them medical coverage,
mm-hmm.
you better go for that class action lawsuit and get all you can.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, if you guys got any questions or comments, what we're talking about, hit us up tonight, 914-803-4306.
And press 1.
Press 1 to get in the queue. I got one last hot topic here. This one's interesting. It says right here in the nation's capital, Washington's Georgetown University to make amends for slavery history. Interesting. Georgetown University will take steps to atone for its historical links to slavery, including granting admissions preference for descendants of slaves who still benefited the U.S. school. Wow. Georgetown University plans to offer an apology first for its participation in the institution of slavery. Following the release of a report Thursday that scrutinized the sale of hundreds of slaves in the early 19th century for the benefit of the Catholic school. I didn't realize it was a Catholic school. Okay.
I didn't know that either.
The highly selective university in the nation's capital plans to give the descendants of slaves owned by Merlin a boost in admissions, treating applicants from that community the same as that with those are children of the facility, staff, and alumni. And it will name a university residence hall, really, after one of the slaves, a man named Isaac. Oh, isn't that special?
Oh, Mr. Isaac.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Chicken George, but Mr. Isaac.
Not Kizzy.
No.
Okay.
He was 65 years old in 1838, and when he and 271 other slaves were sold and shipped, check this out, to a Louisiana plantation. For money for the school, for profit for the school. So they sold these slaves to Louisiana plantation and got that money and started the school.
So the school profited.
There you
go. And was able to build
there
based on the sale of slaves.
There you go.
Okay.
And it goes on to say also, Georgetown also will offer an advantage in admissions to descendants of the slaves that are linked with the school.
So not just black people, but just the descendants of those 200 and how many?
71.
271 slaves, descendants.
Right. And don't forget,
what are you going to do, give them free tuition?
Assuming
you can trace the lineage and find these
people. Right, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like they're going to give them some consideration as far as
yeah.
That.
Okay.
And then don't forget, they're going to name a residence hall after Isaac.
Oh, wow. I'm sure Isaac will appreciate that.
Yeah.
And Isaac's been gone for how long?
Since 1838.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to tell you. What's your opinion on this, Papa? What's up? How you feeling about it?
I'm going to put them on the kiss it list.
Oh. You going to put Georgetown?
I mean, it's nice that they're trying to do something, but I kind of feel like that's a lot too late. Or a little too late.
1838, and this is what, 2016?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much, too little, too late.
Yeah. So I think everybody, you know, folks, they're going to look at Georgetown a little differently now. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe not.
If you're looking at your dates, you know, 1838, if you're doing your history on racism and things of that nature, 1838 goes into the first trimester of racism. You know, that's not even near the area of the Emancipation Proclamation, which is when Abraham Lincoln came along, which was a latter aspect.
Right.
Now, that was in the 1800s. Yeah, but it was in the later. Right. Everything that we are aware of basically takes place mostly in the later 1800s. But 1838, that's old school. If you want to relate it to time frames, especially biblically, it'd be Old Testament, so to speak.
Right.
You know, 1838 is long before everybody, Harriet Tubman and the whole nine. That's
right.
Old school. That's when things was really, you know, nobody had any control. I mean, for them to remember something back that far is very interesting, too, because a lot of that era is kind of forgotten because if you check your roots, you know, as far as black folks trying to find out their roots and their connections, we don't even go back that far. Our dates, whenever you go, that's why I say it's fruitless for any black person to even try going at Ancestry.com because you're going to hit a dead end. Always.
Right.
Always.
Right.
Okay. Unless you had some Caucasian aspects in your family, you know what direction to go in for them. But if you just know the blackness of your family, you're going to hit a dead end. And it's going to end probably around the 1860s, 1870s. But 1830, whew, boy, they pulled a rabbit out of their hat with that one.
Well, tell me about it. And then went all the way to Louisiana plantation to sell his slaves.
They sent
them all the way there. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna say
I
was just gonna say this before we go to a quick break. What happened to the 40 acres and a mule?
Well, now
I'm just asking.
I know that's right.
Well, I think that term always really fascinates me because you need a lot more than one mule to harvest 40 acres. You'll kill that damn mule.
But a mule can get you started.
Yeah, I'll take 40 acres and about three tractors myself. Anyway.
Well,
Well, yeah, nowadays, but back then, mule, you get that harness, and you walk behind that mule, you can get it done. All right, then.
Yeah. All right. 40 acres, you're killing them. He'll turn around, you're killing me. He'd be like a little boy on the commercial, you're killing me. Anyway.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're coming right back with the Hit It and Quit It headlines. Don't you dare move.
Does your gray hair make you look much older than you really are? Do Boy Scouts try to help you cross the street? Don't waste your time with messy hair colors that won't last. Wigs will just make your hair sweat. What you need is a permanent solution. You need
Gray Be Gone. Gray Be Gone
burns your gray hairs right down to the root. No more coloring with
Gray Be Gone.
Simply apply Gray Be Gone with the heat-protected gloves to your entire scalp. When you feel the burning, the gray hairs are being fried right on your head. After the procedure, just stick your head in a bucket of ice water to cool the burning, and just like that, no more gray hairs. You might have bald spots and burns where the gray used to be, but that's a whole different problem. Gray Be Gone will solve your gray hair problem once and for all.
Gray Be Gone.
Get yours today and make that gray go away.
All right. Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Dita. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
Are you there, Red Wine? Why do I hear a delay? I'm on location.
Bonsoir.
They're in the studio.
Bonsoir. that French guy that got to
her. Yeah, Red Wine, she's hanging out with a French guy that turned her ass out.
Anyway. Speaking of hit and quit it. Anyhow, who's up first on hit it and quit it headline?
Me.
All right, what you got tonight, Kettle? You all right over there, Papa?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration warned of the danger of combining opioid painkillers and cough medicine with what they call benzos, a common class of sedatives. So they're saying you combine those two things together, you better take it easy.
Got a problem.
Yeah. The agency is requiring that black box warnings, the strongest available, be added to some 400 products, alerting doctors and patients that combining opioids and benzos can cause extreme sleepiness, slowed breathing, coma, and death.
Oh, my God.
The agency said the move is part of a broad action plan to reduce the number of deaths from these painkiller abuse. It is nothing short of a public health crisis when you see a substantial increase of avoidable overdose and death related to two widely used drug classes being taken together.
Hmm.
So they're saying, you know, finally, after how long? So many people have died from these two drugs putting them together. I mean, look at Prince, unfortunately, and Gerald LaVert. You know, them putting two types of painkillers and medicines together, you would think, you know, they should have put those on the label a long time ago.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, you got to wait for the Food and Drug Administration to do something? Really? Come on now.
You know, it takes them a little longer to figure stuff out.
Okay.
But anyway, all right, we're going to hit it and quit it.
Okay, come on with it.
Well, Papa, what else do you have going on for hit it and quit it?
Uh-oh. I think Papa's snoring over there. What you got over there, Red Wine?
Okay, well, I got one. I don't know if everybody heard about the Samsung. They're recalling the Galaxy Note 7 worldwide over a problem with the battery.
Already?
So, yeah, it's a massive recall, and this is considered their flagship device over what they consider an embarrassing setback.
What?
Because with the Note 7 being unveiled just a month ago, to try to knock down their rival, Apple, of course, they're having a problem because they found out that the battery in some of the phones was creating an issue, and they say the battery was, like, exploding.
What?
So they said it's unclear which owners have a problem and what they should do now. Well, obviously, if your phone, if your battery exploded, you have a problem.
Yes.
But they're saying if it didn't, then they're, you know, they're not sure exactly what they want to do. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're going to do a worldwide recall, but they haven't actually said just yet. But the South Korean news agency previously reported that there had been just five claims around the world that Note 7s were catching on fire while they were charging. And can you imagine you plug your phone up at night and you go to sleep, and then all of a sudden you wake up because you smell something burning, and it's your Note 7 Galaxy?
And a lot of people
and
put it
furniture
on the floor.
It's sitting on?
Yeah, or the furniture, or sometimes they put it on the floor. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or some people have it on their bed. You have it next to your pillow or something?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is unacceptable.
That's crazy.
So they're saying that they've been alerted to 35 claims of faulty phones worldwide, and that so far 24 devices with problems have been identified from what has been sold. So, you know, those phones go for retail price about $850.
Are you serious?
So for $850, I don't expect my phone to catch on fire, blow up, explode, or anything else.
And it probably cost them $5 to make. It's going to cost you $850 for some damn that. You know what? That, look, I'm not even going to say nothing, because when Note 4 or whatever, 5 came out, I was so excited. I was like, oh, I got to get it. I got to get it.
I mean,
I'm glad I didn't get it.
I can't lie. I do like the Galaxy product.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're good devices.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't have a 7. I have a lower model.
Right.
And now I'm kind of looking at that phone funny when it starts to feel a little warm.
I know that's
right.
Because
there are times when you plug it in and that thing starts getting a little warm.
Really?
And it makes me nervous now that I read about this.
Right.
So when that thing gets warm, I unplug it.
But I do notice, though, on the cord, not the cord itself, but the part that you plug in, that gets hot after a while.
Yeah, all that stuff does.
It does. But it does tell you. Now, my phone tells me to unplug it once it's fully charged.
It does say that.
So
it says the phone is 100% charged,
unplugged
device.
Yes, it does.
So if you choose not to, then I guess that's on you.
Right. And I think a lot of times people were burning their cord out or the plug out or whatever, and the phone, too, because they overcharged it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Is some of this being caused by user error?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Or is it faulty device?
Could be a little, could be 50-50.
Could be
50 here, 50 here, right?
60-40, 50-50, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's interesting, yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to see what happens with that recall, whether they actually announce a recall or how they handle the situation. But they're going to have to do something about it.
That's true.
I don't know. Papa, you don't have one of those Galaxy 7 high-tech fancy phones, do you?
We done lost Papa? All right. I think we done lost Papa.
Okay, well, we'll check back with him. Papa's on detail tonight. We got him on a secret research mission, so we'll check back with him when he comes back.
Right. But
so,
we do have one more, though, pertaining to phones. It's an Apple product. Apple's facing a class action lawsuit over an alleged flaw called touch disease, that some users makes the phone unresponsive to touch. The problem is evident when a flickering gray bar appears at the top of the screen and touch functionally becomes faulty.
Mm.
So the lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court in Northern California. Accuses Apple of concealing the alleged defect. It doesn't surprise me. Three of the plaintiffs named in the case claimed they contacted the company after their phone started experiencing the problem. And instead, they say they were told they needed to each spend more than $300 to replace the iPhone. Really? Okay. This doesn't make any sense. You're going to tell me it needs to be replaced. I got to cough up $300 more. I done paid $1,000 for the phone, but you need $300 more.
See, that's ridiculous.
See? And
people
you know,
paying way too much
right.
for these phones,
right.
and then you got to pay more just to make it work right.
Because that's what they have insurance for, but then when you do the insurance, it's still prorated. So you're going to have to dish out something. It says many other iPhone owners have communicated with Apple's employees and agents to request that Apple, you know, make amends on it and address the problem. Apple has failed and refused to do so. So
you know what? Put Apple on the kiss it list.
Apple on the kiss it list. Also, the problem appears to mostly impact the iPhone 6 Plus models.
Which one? iPhone
6
Plus.
Plus. Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was a 6 Plus.
I can't keep up.
it's
like every other month they got a new one out. I don't know.
Right. It says the problem is linked to two chips on the phone's logic board, which can become loose if the device is bent or stressed. That means if it's too damn hot
or stressed.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, stressed? If you use it?
I guess so.
Use it too much?
That's what it is.
What does that mean?
It apparently is what it
means. How do you stress a phone?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't a phone built to be, you know what, Apple needs to stop.
They do.
They got this prima donna piece of equipment. Give me a break. How much do they want? $1,000? And you have to be concerned that you don't stress your phone out?
See what I'm saying?
Are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
What, does the phone need therapy? They need to stop.
So one customer goes on to say, I literally had to replace my iPhone 6 Plus because of this issue. Who reported he told by Apple Store employees that he had to buy a new iPhone because he didn't have Apple Care, and they said fixing the screen wouldn't resolve the issue.
So the touch part of the screen is what's the fault,
right.
the faulty thing.
Yeah. But
that's how these phones are supposed to work. You're
right.
supposed to be able to slide and touch it and do whatever.
Yes, a touch screen defect. Yep, that's what
it
is.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. And they know it's a problem because of some chip in there. But, you know, my thing is with Apple, everything is kind of scheduled to go on and to proceed on. If they push it back, then they're losing time or something. I don't know. They just crazy. That's how I see it.
Yeah, they want a lot of money.
Yeah. But if you guys got any questions or comments we're talking about, hit us up tonight, 914-803-4306.
And press 1.
Press 1. All right. We're going to take a little CC break, and we're going to come right back.
All righty.
All right.
You're listening to the Pajama Party Late Night Adult Talk Show. We've added a new segment to the show called the Kiss It List. Every week, we put people on this list who have done dumb stuff or have been irritating or just gotten on ours or your nerves. So we call them out and put them on the Kiss It List, and we tell you why. If you have somebody you want to add to our Kiss It List, hit us on Twitter at @apajamaparty and use hashtag Kiss It, and we'll add them to the list. If you prefer to email your contenders, send them to info@apajamaparty.com. We'll call them out every Friday night at the end of the show, so get those names in. Now, let's get back to the Pajama Party crew and more of the show. DJ, would you mind turning it up a notch? Oh, how rude! Oh, you're on the Kiss It list.
Hey, welcome back to the Pajama Party. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can, Papa. How are you?
I don't know. I don't know whether I got an Apple or a Note 7. I don't know.
Maybe you got a Note 8.
Your battery explodes.
You know, I think, you know, the competition that's going on between these phones is so fierce. I think that the people don't really realize it because, see, I never seen, maybe there was a Note 5, but I never heard of a Note 6. And I think they only went to 7 because Apple already had the 6. And
maybe.
All this competition between phones, and we as a consumer don't realize what's happening, and they're charging us $800 for a phone and giving us 2 years to pay it.
Yeah.
For a product they know
is
going to die in 2 years. So we're a true guinea pig to the whole society, you know?
I agree, yeah.
And before we can even pay it off, they already got two new models out.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've learned to be more careful with my phone and just kind of keep it moving, you know.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, our next segment is, are we up to what's popping?
Yes, we are.
What's going
on with you?
You know, what's popping me tonight, and I just want to put this out there. I knew eventually, and for everybody else that knew eventually, please raise your hand. You knew eventually that You knew eventually that Trump would have to come to the black folks in order to get a vote. Okay?
Uh-huh.
It was completely inevitable. Now, what Trump does not realize is that we come in all shades of black. And we're scattered throughout the world, okay? Now, he was in Philadelphia today, and he's going to Detroit tomorrow, okay? There's a pastor in Detroit that's kissing Donald Trump's ass like there's no tomorrow, okay? If Donald Trump fart, he'd blow his head off. That's how much this man is near Donald Trump's ass, and it's crazy. Okay, now maybe he's doing it for his own financial gain because Donald Trump, as we know, will put people on his payroll with the quickness. Case in point, who's the sister that was on his show, Apprentice?
Omarosa.
Fred Ryan, remember her? Omarosa, exactly. She's on the payroll. Mm-hmm. And you go down the line of how many people are just standbys, and Omarosa can't give Donald Trump a drop of knowledge or news about black people because she's a whole nother shade herself. Okay? So when Donald Trump goes to Omarosa and says, tell me about black people, she's lost for words. Because she's been jockeying everything else but black that, you know, she don't know what's happening. So anyway, he's going to Detroit tomorrow to talk to a pastor and talk to, he's going to the Mecca Center of black folks. Like he's stepping into our eye of the storm situation. Like, I'm going to go to Detroit and talk to blacks. Yeah, you're only talking to one entity in one city, you know, and that city is so demolished and so decrepit that, you know, it's not even listed almost anymore. But I knew after a while that he would have to cater to black folks. And then he says, what do you have to lose? Have you heard that term? Vote
yeah,
for me,
I
what do you
heard
have
him
to
say
lose?
That.
Like, we have nothing else to live for. And he's telling us, vote for me. You guys have got nothing else to live for. What do you have to lose? That's like baking a cake and putting some damn oregano in there or putting some, some curry or some cilantro and saying, what the hell? I'm hungry. What I got to lose? This is when you tell somebody what you got to lose, you're calling them people destitute from the very beginning. You understand what I'm saying? Please use the third ear. Please use the third ear when I'm talking. Please use the third ear. Because I'm telling you right now, when somebody tells you what you have to lose, they're telling you, just go ahead for broke because you ain't got nothing else going on. You know, buy this hoopty car. What do you got to use? Why would you buy, you know, you got nothing to lose. You got bad credit. You got bad this. Go ahead and buy the hoopty car. What do you have to lose? I think people aren't listening to what he means by what do you have to lose. And it's so sad that this man thinks that we're some kind of foreign entity. And but then again, on the flip side of it, though, Hillary got her issues as well. You know what I mean? She's a mess. You know, I'm not going to sit here and praise her either. So don't get it twisted. We're going to call a spade up in this joint. She's a mess, too. She's crooked as hell, like he said. She's crooked. So we got to – right now we're choosing the best of two evils. So, you know. So in closing, I just like to say, come election day, give it your best choice, you know, and figure out what it is you need or who you need for your next 4-year existence. What's going to take you to 2020 with the least bit of resistance. But as far as Donald Trump is concerned, he's got no respect for black folks at all. How Arsenio Hall won that Apprentice show, I'll never know. But anyway, I just like to say as far as what's popping, Donald Trump will be in Detroit tomorrow with that pastor that's kissing his ass like ain't nobody's business, so we want to check it out.
Cool! Oh, sorry.
I'm going to go ahead and smoke brown liquor and keep it moving.
Brown liquor. All right, now. Woo!
Yeah. Hey, Papa, I had to put that pastor on the kiss it list. I said, man, you let Donald Trump make a coon out of you.
Really?
Because this guy provided questions and the answers he was looking for to Trump. And I'm like, really? And the whole point was for you to come and address the black folks in Detroit, but you providing information like, here's what we're going to ask you, and this is what we're kind of looking for. And then when it got out, he's trying to defend, well, this is why I was provided. Dude, you on the kiss it list.
Oh, Lord.
And if I could create a new list, I'd put you on the coon list.
Ooh.
I'm like, I'm done. Put him on the
list. I guarantee you Donald Trump will have a bulletproof vest on underneath it.
Yeah,
he will have
needs
a bulletproof vest on.
Oh, Bishop Wayne Jackson.
Yeah, that's his name, Wayne Jackson.
He must be paying him some boo-boo money.
Yeah, I told you he's on the payroll. Like Amorosa. He's on the payroll.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would you let yourself be used in this kind of crazy situation? Anyway.
Okay, we're going to keep it moving.
Yeah.
We're going to lighten it up a little bit, Papa.
Yeah.
Can we get into the weird news? What you have over there, Red Wine?
Oh, I'm up first tonight on the weird news.
Yeah, on the weird news.
Oh, I got one for you.
Uh-oh, we're going to lighten it up.
Okay, tonight on the weird news, we've got Santa Cruz, California, a dwarf billy goat gave new meaning to the word scapegoat when he busted out a surprisingly slippery Clydesdale horse that went on the lam in California for several days. Now, this nearly one-ton horse named Budweiser, and yes, he was a Clydesdale horse named Budweiser, and they call him Buddy, was safely wrangled back to his pen on Sunday in the Santa Cruz Mountains, and the goat's name is Lancelot. Now, the goat knows how to butt open the stable gates, and I assume they don't mean with his butt. They mean butt it like with his head,
okay.
I would assume.
Okay.
He butted the gate open, busted out the Clydesdale horse named Buddy, and Buddy took off running.
Oh, boy.
So Buddy made a run for the hills, and it took them several days before they could find Buddy. And they tried different things, like bringing some of the other horses out into the meadow, thinking that would lure him to come back.
Uh-huh.
But Buddy was like, oh, no, not today, mofo. Y'all not tricking me. They tried all kind of stuff. And finally, let's see, the horses they tried it out were named Lancelot and Harry, but Buddy didn't fall for it. So eventually a pair of searchers on horseback finally found Buddy hiding in the shrubs on Sunday, and they brought him back. Now, this is what I thought was kind of funny. The people who were in charge said, when we got him back in the pen, he was particularly frisky and playful and happy. I think he was glad to be back. And I'm like, really? You think so? That's why he didn't move when you brought out Lancelot and Harry, and why he took off running when the goat butted open the gate.
Wow.
You think he's happy to be locked up in that little pen or whatever? Seriously? Child, please. Buddy took off running when that goat let him out. So for them to say, oh, he's happy to be back in his pen, I don't think so. He might have been happy to get a meal, but I don't think he was happy to be locked up.
So he played for a little bit. He was ready to come home.
Oh, Buddy was gone for almost 5 days.
Wow. Okay.
So I don't think he was trying to be locked up. So shout out to Buddy. Sorry they caught you, Buddy.
Oh, boy. I got a crazy one here. Model size Q-bus inspires her to become ghostly psychic.
A what?
Girl, let me read the story.
Okay.
A former showgirl and model has become a professional psychic, and she credits her Q breast for the career change. Q size.
Q?
Q as in quit. Q breast size.
So we're not talking like double D, triple D, quadruple. Q.
I can't imagine what Q size is.
I have never even heard of a Q.
Her name,
okay,
her name is Lacey Wild.
Of
believes,
course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wild. Believes the universe convinced her to get more than 100 separate operations to enhance her breast. To
she gonna blame it on the universe?
Right, proportions so she could then have a platform to become a spiritual medium and Ghostbuster. Get that, Ghostbuster.
I think if you're a size Q breast, you're not a medium.
So now Wild has a new career and a new professional name, Ghostly Busty. Ghost Busty.
Ghost
Busty.
Ghost Busty.
Right. Everything appears for
okay.
a reason, and I know I was supposed to have a huge boobs to help the world one soul at a time.
Oh, my gosh.
Lord have mercy.
So her Q-sized breasts are going to help. Okay, I don't even know.
So she goes on to say, Wild says she can talk to dead people and often passes on messages she gets from the other side. I told one woman she had to go and get a mammogram, and it turned out she was suffering from breast cancer. She told me later that I saved her life.
Wow.
She says in the last 20 years, the 46-year-old Florida woman estimates she spent more than $250,000 in a quest to have the world's biggest breast.
Hold it. What the hell is that shit?
That is too much.
A bra size is a what?
A Q.
Q as in Quebec.
Q as in
I can't,
quidiculous.
I can't even determine what size.
Is that
a
word? Quidiculous?
Yeah.
Woo. And she still wants to get more
yeah.
surgery? Oh, my God.
Okay, what you got over there, Papa? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay,
yeah,
you got
hello?
One more weirdness? Yeah, we hear you.
I got a fugitive captured after asking a TV show to use more flattering photo. Okay. Now this pride goes up before a fall. And for a woman on the run in Sydney, Australia, before an arrest, police said that Amy Sharp hated the mugshot that the police gave to the media and attempted to supply photos she considered more flattering. So apparently they must have been sending some stuff that she looked at and said, oh, hell no. That is not good enough. Now, she's a fugitive on the run, but she didn't like the pictures of being displayed of her on the news. So, all right. Now, she's only 18 years old. All right. So
oh, that
she's got, you know, her vanity is all over the place. All right. She was accused of escaping from a correctional facility on August 19th, where she was being held on property offenses, according to the Sydney Morning Herald. Although Sharp was considered a low risk to the public, the New South Wales police put out a bulletin asking for the public's help, and including two photos of the subject, she had a blanket or something over her shoulders. Neither police nor the station accepted the response they were getting from the Post, most notable from the suspect herself. So what she did is she went and sent in some better pictures and everything, and had a Facebook link to the pictures, and it was able to be captured. So how dumb is her ass?
Stupid.
Anyway, so her ego, and I mean, I guess I can understand where she's coming from. You look at a picture, dudes got on you, and they said, "Damn, where did you get that crazy ass picture of me at?" Let me go ahead and send them some more and just link my Facebook account to the police station and, anyway.
But
that's vanity. Yeah, well, you know.
It is what it is. I think I have to put that on the stupid criminal list.
Yeah, I agree. We need to create one.
You know what? Did it give her a name? Because we need to put her on the kiss it list. Because that was stupid.
What's her name? Papa. Okay, I guess we lost Papa again. You guys got any questions to come?
Amy Sharp.
What's her name?
Amy Sharp. Amy Sharp.
Amy
okay.
Sharp.
All
okay,
right.
We got it.
All right. You guys got any questions or comments what we're talking about? Hit us up tonight, 914-803-4306.
And press 1.
Press 1. We're going to take a little CC break, and we're going to come back with red wine.
It's another Friday night at the Pajama Party Show, and we're here with our PJs on because you know we don't allow clothes in here. If you enjoyed the Pajama Party Show, why not invite a friend or tell a neighbor to tune in right now? Go ahead and text them. I'll wait. Tell them to call us right now at 914-803-4306. And if they want to join in on the conversation, tell them to press 1 so that we'll know they have something to say. We'd love to meet your neighbors, friends, and relatives, so send them a text, email them, or call them up and tell them to join us for the Pajama Party live on Blog Talk Radio. The more the merrier, or is it Misery Loves Company, or whichever. Tell them to call us up on 914-803-4306 if they just want to listen, or press 1 if you want to join the conversation. Now let's get back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party Show while I try to find out who hid the belt from my robe. I tell you the truth, y'all know you're so wrong for that.
Yeah, welcome back to the Pajama Party. I want to host Papa D. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
If you join us for the first time, this is the Pajama Party every Friday night. Between like 9 and 11 o'clock at night, we kick it out talking about all kind of things going on. Try to keep you informed on what's up. We're straight up. We're honest. We're real. And we take your questions, your comments. You want to call up and tell us what's up. You want to just say hello, kiss my ass, whatever you want to do. It's up to you. Let yourself be free. We're going to turn it over to Red Wine with her segment called I'm Just Saying.
All right, I'm just saying. Tonight I want to talk about how much is a college degree really costing. This has been something that's been on my mind, so I just want to talk about that. So here we go. The cost of getting a college degree has gone completely through the roof. Even schools like Harvard, which had held off on increasing their costs for many, many years, they're up to $42,000 a year. We're not talking about for the whole time you're there or for the four-year program. Harvard is up to $42,000 a year, people. Now, I'm not even going to do the math on 4 years. Do the math. Multiply it. Who can really afford tuition like that? I'm just saying, how much is a degree really costing? I know a mother who took out a parent loan for her two daughters, and now she's in debt for over $200,000 for her girls to get a college degree. How much sense does that make? And the crazy part is that the interest keeps on accumulating while she's trying to make the payments, which are more than the mortgage on her house. Okay? Are y'all getting that? Her student or parent loan is more than the mortgage on her house. This is ridiculous. How much is a college degree really worth? I'm asking, is it really worth that kind of money? Real talk, how long would it take for anybody to pay off that kind of loan? And what kind of job would her daughters get after they graduate? A job that pays what, maybe $40,000 or $50,000 a year? Even if they could help her pay the bill, she would probably be dead by the time that thing gets paid off, and that's ridiculous. I just think that colleges and universities are taking cold-blooded advantage of people who just want to give their kids a better shot at a better life. I mean, really, is that too much to ask? It shouldn't cost that much. I know it doesn't cost that much. Other countries have figured out how to give their citizens free education at a college level. But we're making it a high-profiting business, so what's up with that? That is no way that we should be running our educational system. And there's no way that it should cost upwards of $30,000 a year to get a college education in America. And then when you multiply that times 4 years that it takes to go through college, you're talking on the average of over $120,000 a year
to get a degree for a $50,000 a year job. Something is wrong with that. I mean, come on. Trade schools are still an option, but when you have these high-pressured recruiters that come to the high school and get the kids all excited about what campus life is going to be like, they're willing to sign on the dotted line and sign their life away. And then the parents jump on board and sign their life away. And that's what ends up happening. And then the kids end up with bad credit when they can't pay their student loan on time, and they start their adult lives already in debt and in the hole. Is that really what we want for our children? I don't think so. How much is a degree really costing us? And, I mean, I'm not just talking money. I'm saying when you look at it holistically, how much is a degree really costing us? And let's not forget what happens when the kids can't handle the debt load. What do? They move back home with their parents. And while I'm sure we all love our kids, we don't want them moving back home because they can't afford to live on their own. This situation is the proverbial catch-22. To make more money, you need a degree. But to earn a degree, you need to borrow the money that you need to pay to get the degree. And to pay for that degree, you'll be in debt for 10 to 20 or more years. And once the interest kicks in, the $100,000 loan could end up costing you more than $200,000, which could take you a lifetime to pay. And when you consider other expenses like, you know, car note, car insurance, housing, mortgage, rent, and I mean child care, all of that stuff, you gotta live. I just think that the way that this whole thing is set up, it's rigged. They don't intend for us to really pay this back. They just want to put us accountable or responsible for it. You know, they just want you to be in debt forever. It seems to be the American way. We need to stop the cycle of debt and this whole fantasy. If getting a degree means being in debt for forever, we need to ask ourselves, is having a degree really worth the price? I'm just saying and I'm just asking. You know, I'm not downplaying the importance of higher learning, but I'm just saying, if it means not being able to live once you get it, then what's the point of acquiring it? Okay, this is Red Wine, and as usual, I'm just saying. Thank you. Thank you for your support. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right. You got a good point. Yeah.
But why do you have to go into debt $200,000, $300,000 to end up with a job for $50,000 or $60,000?
You got a good point.
And then scratch and claw trying to make more. So that you can pay a loan that costs you more than your daggone house note.
You really have to make triple the amount when you come out.
It's insane.
Yeah. To pay
totally
that debt
insane.
Down. Yes, yes. Wow.
That's all I'm saying about that.
All right now. We're going to keep it moving. Hey, Papa. You still there? We're going to take a little CC break. We're going to come back with you, Living for the City.
Hey, this is Red Wine. Just doing a few promos for the Pajama Party Adult Online Radio Talk Show. You know how we do it. PJs only. No clothes allowed. And I was just trying to get this done.
Hey, Red Wine. Are you talking about the Pajama Party? Where we talk about hot topics, movie reviews, living for the city, and what's popping with me about Didi?
I know you guys aren't doing this spot without me. Show with the Yellow Top. Did you tell everybody that they can reach us at apajamaparty.com or call us live, 914-803-4306. Check us out on Twitter, and don't forget to tip the list.
Okay, now is the time for me to sing.
Oh, no, we don't have time for all that.
Why don't she can sing? Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I want to pop a DJ. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
If you join us for the first time, Red Wine, I'm sorry to step over here. If you join us for the first time, this is an adult late night talk show that we do every Friday night. And we try to talk about things that are going on, things you may not have heard about in mainstream news, you know, just like you had to pick up the Jet magazine back in the day to find out what was popular, what was hip, and what songs were ranked according to the rankings of songs were concerned. But I don't mean to date myself with that statement. But anyway, I'm going to go into my segment called Living for the City, and I'm going to dovetail on Red Wine's segment concerning, I'm just saying, as far as the whole, you know, this is really the creativity of young people, and I think that it becomes a mold and control aspect, you know? You know, we have to stop coming out of high school thinking that we're doing the thing everybody else is doing, you know? We got to realize college is cool, but I think you have to do more planning on that because we can't just go for the traditional thing because, like you said, Red Wine, the traditional aspect of college will put us in hock. You know, we be hoeing to be free after a while, you know, and it's getting crazy. So, you know, we got to realize that do I want to go ahead and do this or do I got to do something a little different? There's so many things to do out there. I mean, if you look at some of the foreign entities in the world, some of the foreigners that you call on a daily basis to come by and fix things in your house, you know, whether it's mowing your grass or painting your roof or whatever, these people that come in to do this work, not from a major corporation, but just from a foreign entity that you got turned on when he's working on another neighbor's house, they're not coming with no degrees. They just got the talent, the ability, the know-how, and the heart to do it. You know, you could tell someone of a foreign nature to paint the top rim of my house red. Just go over there with some red paint and paint that top rim red. And they'll do it. They'll put two ladders together and something you won't do or none of your friends will do. And they'll do it. So, but, and you pay them at the end of the day. And I made that example to say that life is all about getting paid. But to pay into an entity that you don't even know what it's about, and you got the Fannie Mae and the Maggie Mae or whatever these Mays are, and they're building these great big buildings all over the country that these people work in, that they're just call centers, and they call and collect your money, thousands of dollars. And they tell you, oh, you can't get rid of us for bankruptcy. You can't get rid of us. It's going to be on your credit, yada, 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 yada. You know, but deep down inside, you'd be saying, you know what, fuck this. You know what I mean? I'm going to take this stuff to my grave. I'm not even worried about it. But don't get locked into it from the beginning. Don't do what everybody else is doing. There's stuff out there. There's plumbing. There's heating. There's HVAC. There's carpentry. There's welding. There's so many different crafts that you could do to make money every day. You could hang ceiling fans in people's houses and make $500 a day just by hanging three ceiling fans a day. You know, you can become an Uber professional. Jump on your Uber wagon and just start driving all the time. Make a living out of it, big time. There's so many things to do. So don't be led. Never be led anymore. Don't think because people at jobs say, oh, my daughter's in college. Oh, my sister's in college. Oh, she's in college. What you know? Oh, that's my daughter. She's in college, in college, in college. Everybody's in college. Everybody's in college. Well, who the hell is doing the trade work? Who's going to put my ceiling fan up? Who's going to plunge my toilet? Who's going to fix my steps, the cement on my steps? Who's going to put new windows in my house? Who's going to put new carpet on my floor? Who's going to put new tile in my bathroom? These are trades. Who's going to put a new toilet in? These are things that's missing. And these are things we got to look at. These are trades that all it takes is a little certificate. You may be in debt for like $8,000, $10,000. Just go get a certificate. Certificate to do your thing. This certifies you to work on cars. This certifies you to do HVAC. This certifies you to do welding. This certifies you to do whatever. Instead of 4 years and, like Red Wine said, $200,000. Are you kidding me? Really? $200,000? To pay for somebody else's education? It is. Your child may turn out to be a jerk-off. You may not even be getting along with them. You may hate their damn guts. They may be a piece of shit. You may be saying to them, who the hell raised you anyway? What did you become? Who are you? I don't even recognize you. What are all them damn tattoos on your ass and them goddamn piercings? Who are you? I don't recognize you. But you're in debt with ass for $200,000. You don't even recognize. You don't even like them no more. So think about it. Think about it. You know, everything we're doing, let's take it back. Let's take it back. Don't go into the whole bragging stage with your coworkers. Everybody saying, oh, my child's in college, in college. We're in college. We're in college, in college. Fuck that. Okay, do what you can afford. Stay within your means. Look for some grants. Look for some different scholarships. Look for whatever you could do so your ass don't get in debt. You know, you can get in debt all by yourself, but you ain't got to make debt. That's all I want to kick out tonight for living for the city.
All right, Papa. I hear you.
The microphone is coming out of your chest.
I ain't scared of you, mother.
Ooh, we had to drop the mic on that one. So, all right, Papa, we're going to take a quick break, and we're coming back with Kettle and the Hollywood wrap-up. And things are moving along pretty good. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do. Take a quick break, and we're coming back with the Hollywood wrap-up.
Do you have unruly children? Do they misbehave in school and get bad grades? Are timeouts completely ineffective? Are you scared to spank them because they might have you arrested? What they need is a new school where discipline is number one and education is secondary. What they need is...
Whoop That Ass Academy.
Here at the
Whoop That Ass Academy,
we don't have discipline problems. Know why? We're privately owned and we do what we want. And when kids get out of hand,
we whoop that ass.
Timeout is for football games. When kids want to show off, we don't give them a timeout. We just
whoop that ass.
We don't make a kid stand in the corner. That's by house plan. When one of our kids gets out of order, we snatch him out of that classroom and
whoop that ass.
Here at WTA Academy, we make sure they learn the basics of reading and writing, math and science. But above all else, they learn discipline. This is what will keep your kids out of jail. Make the world a better place. Sometimes you gotta
whoop that ass.
And we do. Here at WTA Academy, our motto is, we care enough to
whoop that ass.
They may not read and write too well, but they'll act like they've got sense. Because we
whoop that ass.
So bring your kids on down to
Whoop That Ass Academy.
We'll get them straight.
Hello, we're back at the pajama party. Hello, this is Kettle. I'm here with Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
All right. And Papa Didi.
He's out there in the space.
Hey,
I'm
what's
here.
Up, Papa? How are you? Okay.
Here.
All right.
Well, it's time for the Hollywood wrap-up.
Yeah.
So, Kettle, what's going on the West Coast?
Oh, boy.
And in La La Land. I'm getting ready to tell you. Mariah Carey is in the news.
Uh-oh, what's she done now?
Mariah Carey's brother says she abandoned the family.
Uh-oh.
Mariah Carey has been called out by her own brother, who was accusing the singer of abandoning her troubled sister following her prostitution arrest. Her brother, older brother, Morgan 51, spoke out about his broken family, saying Mariah is in doesn't care about anyone other than herself.
Uh-oh.
Her sister is Elison Carey. She's 55, was arrested on prostitution charges at a low-budget motel in Upper State, New York.
Low-budget?
Mm-hmm. She has pleaded not guilty. Cops say she placed an online ad soliciting sex that borrowed lines from her sister's 96 hit Fantasy. I'm a pretty lady looking for guys. With me, it's such a sweet, sweet fantasy, baby, the ad read.
But
so,
she pleaded not guilty?
Pleaded not guilty.
Okay.
This is the latest crisis, you know, that a sister's gone through. She said that she ended up battling drugs and falling on hard times. She said, goes on to say, I would hope Mariah would find it in her heart to forgive Allison for her transgressions and step up. Morgan and Mariah were very close at one point, they said. In fact, Morgan, a model and music producer, claims he was instrumental in Mariah becoming a superstar. He says there wouldn't be a Mariah Carey today if it wasn't for me. He says he has not spoken to Mariah in about 6 years. So, you know, the brother seems like he's very upset because, you know, Mariah Carey's not paying any attention to the sister, but she's a drug addict, so she's helped numerous times, but I guess she said maybe enough is enough. So,
wow.
Just because I'm a superstar don't mean I got to keep, you know, doing the same thing. What's that? Insanity, right?
There you go.
Okay. Moving on. Demi Lovato goes undercover as Lyft driver to surprise fans in hilarious video. Demi Lovato surprised a handful of unsuspecting fans when she posed as a driver in an episode of Undercover Lyft. You know, Lyft is like Uber. In Wednesday's episode, Lovato took the wheel in Denver, one of the stops on her Future Now tour with Nick Jonas, wearing a disguise of a hat and sunglasses. She introduces herself as Sam and tells passengers, "I'm trying to be a singer." She tries to prompt her customers into saying bad stuff about her, baiting them with digs like, "She's so annoying, though, and Selena's so much more talented." So I guess she's trying to get them to, you know, say bad things about Demi Lovato.
Oh, Selena Gomez.
Right.
Okay.
But no, she's trying to say bad things against, I guess, Demi Lovato to see if they're going to open up.
Right, comparing her to Selena Gomez.
Right.
Okay.
So I didn't realize that her ex-boyfriend was Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers.
I never knew that.
Interesting. Causing one woman to gush out about how hot he is, at which point she says of his abstinence ring, you know, it's gone now. So even when she sings This Is Me from Camp Rock, no one recognizes her. So when she does reveal her identity, the reactions are hilarious. It sounds like she's trying to do something similar to the karaoke, what the guy's doing in the car. The karaoke. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Also, NBC, Universal is doing a Jurassic World. Really? Based on the continued success of the Universal Pictures groundbreaking franchise, Jurassic World, I didn't know it was that big. NBC Universal Brand Development and Image Exhibitions will launch the North American premiere of Jurassic World.
So is this a movie?
No, it's an exhibition. On November 25th for limited engagement at the renowned Franklin Institute in Philadelphia.
So it's like a museum exhibit.
Yeah. Of dinosaurs. Who wants to see more dinosaurs? We've seen them already.
I mean, what are these, fake dinosaurs?
Well, it goes on to say the one-of-a-kind exhibit will offer a rare look at life-size animatronic dinosaurs designed by Creature Technology Company.
Okay, so they're going to move.
Right, walking dinosaurs. Set in themed environments inspired by the Jurassic World, one of the largest blockbusters in the cinematic history. Oh, boy. Who cares?
Yeah, that's just what Philly needs.
Yeah.
Walking dinosaurs.
Through the city. Boom.
Up at the Franklin Institute.
Right. It'd be just like what's the King Kong? Not King Kong,
yeah.
But the, what's the dinosaur?
King Kong.
No, China. In China.
Godzilla.
That'd be like Godzilla. Anyway, that's my Hollywood rap.
Oh, God.
That's enough. That's it. That's all.
That sounds like something crazy.
Yep. We got a caller. Let's see what the caller's talking about.
Yeah, I don't think I want to see the Godzilla exhibit.
Uh-huh.
Caller, you're live on the air. Welcome to the Pajama Party Show. What's your comment?
Oh, my comment is concerning about Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Now, you was talking about the incident with her and her family, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, did y'all hear the latest concerning that matter about the sister in court?
Uh-uh, come on.
No, what's going on? Oh. Update us.
Do tell.
The latest in the court this week, I guess preliminary hearing, whatever she's going through, falls to court. Okay, she come right out in the court and said she's HIV positive ever since the 90s. So the judge put out put it out there. Whoever was dealing with her in the 90s, have yourself tested.
What?
Wow.
This is a sister.
The sister.
Wow. Wow. Sorry to hear that.
She revealed
wow.
it.
That's crazy.
Okay, speaking on that note, the Chris Brown issue.
Okay. That's a mess.
Now,
yes.
No, it's beyond a mess. Okay? The part that gets me about that is maybe y'all can help me on this. If you're a friend of the girls, right?
Uh-huh.
The crazy girl, still in the pocketbook and all that, because she's a maniac. She has a screw loose. If you're a friend of hers and she texts you and tells
uh-huh.
you what you're ready to do, what would you do? Now, what would you do?
I guess if she said she was going to do something crazy, I would probably tell her, no, don't do that.
Okay. She texted a friend. Now, this
uh-huh.
just comes up. She texted a friend and told her, I'm getting ready to set him up. This
uh-huh.
is a text now. Okay?
Right.
It just came out. The friend just revealed this. First she ran to the, news station or something, let them see the text. I think that she went to TMZ. Why she couldn't say something in the beginning?
Mm-hmm. Because TMZ pays you for information.
Well, now.
So she might have sat on that information waiting for that pay time, payday, paycheck,
uh-huh.
all of that.
Wow.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Uh-uh. And he,
but, you know, when you get a check involved, it makes sense.
Yeah, and now he's wrapped up in something else again. I'm like, really? But I don't think it's his fault this time. I think it's, the other way around.
It is his fault.
Yeah, that's crazy. And matter of fact, Ray J was involved with that, too. He was at his home.
Yeah.
Yep, that's another reality show.
Hot mess.
Okay. All right, Carl.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Mm-mm. That's a hot mess.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But you know what? Shout out to Chris Brown, because this time I think, like you said, he didn't really do it.
No.
He was put in a situation and boxed in.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to mess up what's left of his reputation, and that's not right.
I think so. Because he goes on Instagram, and he's talking about he's in his home, and he said, why would I barricade myself in my home? And then you hear another report, Ray J, he's on some show or something, and he says the same thing.
Yeah.
He said, this is a 10,000 square foot home. Why would he barricade himself there? Come on there. But my thing is, you're going to come in Chris Brown's home, and you're going to take him out of his home to arrest him of something that's supposed to went down. So it's like he said, she said.
Mm-hmm. Well.
But, of course, unfortunately, of the Caucasian persuasion and blonde, come on now, and Chris mm-hmm. Brown is of the other persuasion.
Okay. You mean non-Caucasian
there
and non-blonde?
Go. There you go. So you guys figure it out.
Oh, well. Well, we're going to move on into these celebrity birthdays. Papa Didi, do you have anybody on the, let's see, I don't know if you have that list. Do you have the celebrity birthdays, or should we go ahead and run those down?
No, I wasn't privy to the list.
All right, well, we got you covered. Let's see, let's start with August 28th. Do y'all remember Kyle Massey? That's the brother that was on That's So Raven.
Oh, okay.
I think he was, I don't know if he was a friend of hers on the show or what, but anyway, Kyle Massey is 25 on August 28th.
Mm-hmm.
And then, gosh, I don't know how to pronounce her name. Is it Kuvenzane Wallace?
Mm-hmm.
The young girl who's 13 now, she played Annie in that remake with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She just turned 13 also on the 28th of August.
Oh, look here. August 29th, we had Red Wine's birthday.
Hey.
Bonsoir,
everybody.
Uh-oh, watch out there. Uh-oh, you bad with the MJ, King
yeah.
of Pop, Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
same
even
day.
Though he's gone, we still remember Michael Jackson.
There we go. I know that's right.
And on August 30th, we have actress Michael Michelle.
You probably have seen her before in a variety of things, but she was one of the wives in the Ali movie with Will Smith.
Okay.
She turned 50 on August 30th. And on August 31st, we got Richard Gere. He just turned 67.
Really?
Chris Tucker, actor and comedian, turned 45. And Larry Fitzgerald, football player for the Cardinals, turned 33.
September 1st, one ringy dingy. We know who that is.
Oh, my girl.
Lily Tomlin, actress,
yes.
77.
Yeah.
Barry Gibb, founder of the Bee Gees musical group, he's 70. Gloria Estefan, singer, 59.
And September 2nd, we've got Terry Bradshaw, retired quarterback for Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
He turned 68.
Wow.
And actress Selma Hayek,
wow.
She turned 50 on September 2nd.
Mm.
And our last one is September 2nd, Lennox Lewis, retired boxer, turned 51.
All right, now.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
All right, now.
All our celebrity birthday recipients or awardees. Or
they receiving some?
Yeah, they receive a hand clap.
Okay, no prizes, huh?
No, they don't get a prize. They just get a hand clap. All
right, well, look, this is the prize they're going to get here, the cocktail of the week.
All right, hey, that's a prize.
All right, it's called, I'll read it, but it says red vine. Almost
yeah,
like
not red
wine. Oh, let's see what we got here. 2 ounces of Bulldog Gin, really?
Ooh.
12 fresh Concord grapes. Just 12 grapes?
Just 12.
2 mint leaves, 1 slice of fresh ginger, 3 lemon wedges, 1 teaspoon of raw sugar, and a club of soda to top. So this is how we do it. In a shaker, muddle the grapes. Add the remaining ingredients, except the club soda, and fill with ice. Shake well and double strain into a highball glass filled with fresh ice. And then top with club soda and garnish with a mint leaf and a grape cluster.
Mmm.
And that's called the red vine.
It's fancy but fresh.
I
and
like
a perfect
that.
Summer beverage and so delicious.
You can check it out on our website at apajamaparty.com and get your drink on.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice. I think you'll like that one.
All right, now. All right.
All right. That takes us down to the Kiss It list. Papa, break it down for us.
Come on with it.
The Kiss It list is a list of people compiled every week to show they asked the previous week or did something crazy or put yourself out there or just slipped on the banana peel, messed up. And we compile this list of people, and we have a theme song that we did dedicate to them at the end of the list. Anyway, do you guys have the list? I wasn't privy to that either. I'm kidding.
Really? Okay.
The first one on the list will be... What did I do with the kitchen? I'm on location. I'm in this cheap ass hotel. I can't find nothing.
All right, we'll help start it. Jarrett Fogel, he's the ex Subway spokesman, arrested for his involvement in the child porn, but blaming parents of one of his victims for the child's emotional distress.
Can you
really?
Believe it? He wants to blame the parents because the child is all messed up emotionally.
Oh, please.
He got a lot of nerve.
Who else we have, Red Wine?
Also, we have Stephanie Parsons. Now, this lady was in the news this week because she stole $85,000 from the Girl Scouts.
Come on, the Girl Scouts?
The Girl Scouts.
The cookies?
Yes.
The cookie girls?
She set up a fund for one of the troops that was no longer an active troop, but she was still putting money in that account, and then she would pull money out of that account and use it for her own personal use.
That's not right.
And then it got good to her, and she just kept on and kept on, and she finally got busted, and they did the math.
She took $85,000 from the Girl Scouts.
Wow.
Now, that's a lot of cookies.
She wasn't the president, right?
No.
She was just somebody, okay, that was working on the staff.
I guess she had too much access to
them. Yeah. Okay. Also, Brock Turner, for only serving 3 months of his 6-month term in jail for sexual assault of an unconscious woman at the Stanford University.
Yeah, that Bama got out of jail. Matter of fact, today.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We won't even talk about the judge involved in that stupidity.
Right.
Let's see, who else? Of course, we got to put Donald Trump on the list.
Of course, of course.
Gosh, for so many things. But one of them this week is for the trip he made to Mexico. And then when he came back, everybody wanted to know, did you talk to the Mexican president about that wall that you want to build? And he said, oh, no, we didn't really discuss that at all. But the Mexican president got on Twitter in Spanish and said, oh, the first thing I said to him is, we're not paying for that wall.
I know that.
So let's be clear about that.
Ooh.
But according to Mr. Trump, they didn't discuss the wall.
Right.
So once again, you're caught in a lie.
Yes.
And you're busted.
Yeah. Anthony Weiner, for finally pushing his wife too far and taking crotch pics, again.
He can't help himself.
He has a mental issue. I really think
he does.
Yeah, he does.
He must think that thing looks so good that he just got to keep taking pictures and sending it to people.
I mean, is it one lady or is it several women?
No. Well, the last time he took a picture, there was a young child. I guess that's his child, his son or something.
Oh, yeah.
In the background or something.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, really, dude? You are that far gone?
Yeah.
His wife finally said she's done.
He pushed the envelope.
He filed for a separation.
I don't blame him.
And then we also have Bishop Wayne Jackson in Detroit for allowing himself to be cooned by Trump. Now, this is the guy who Trump is coming to speak to his church
so he can
address the black folks in Detroit. And this guy provided the questions and from what I understand, some of the answers they were looking for in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the information got out, now he's backpedaling, trying to make it sound like, well, it wasn't really quite like that. No.
He knows.
I'm sorry, but Bishop Wayne Jackson, a.k.a. Coon of the Week, you're on the Kiss It list.
Also, Latinos for Trump, founder Marco Guterres, was saying that if the U.S. doesn't crack down on immigration, we'll have taco trucks on every corner.
Really? Now,
really?
How pathetic
really?
Is that?
Y'all ought to stop.
And this man is a Latino man.
Boy.
But he's trying to climb up Trump's backside.
He's trying to get paid, dog.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
All. He's trying to get paid.
Yeah.
And who else we
and
got?
And I'm adding Hope Solo.
Oh, who the heck is that?
You know, the soccer player? She's the soccer player, and I'm putting her on the list because I'm just tired of her. You know, first she was going off on people, talking about they were cowards and all of that.
Right.
And then they disciplined her and kicked her off or whatever they did.
Mm-hmm.
And she was bellyaching about that. Then they got her on video crying and acting like, oh, girl, sit down. Sit down. You know, this is the same. Papa Didi, what was that situation with her? Didn't she end up getting arrested or something for beating up her husband?
My Hope Solo?
Hope Solo.
Yeah, she whooped her husband's ass. And
what?
She got arrested for domestic violence, and it was a mess. And she finally got back into the groove, and she went to the Olympics this year, and the people won the gold medal by the little kickoff thing, and the girl just faked her out and kicked the ball right in the net right past her. It was so deep. They kicked them.
And she said that they were cowards when they won.
Oh, right. Okay.
Like, how are they cowards? They whipped you. They won.
Simple as that. Yeah, she has some issues.
Yes, yeah, so I'm saying Hope Solo needs to go. She needs to go have two seats.
Hope need to go solo for real.
Yeah, for real.
Samsung for exploiting Galaxy Note 7s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
need to go get that straight.
Yep. And who's last?
Who is this? Amy
Sharp?
Amy Sharp? What did she do?
I don't know, but she's on the kiss list.
Okay, I don't remember what she did, but Amy Sharp, you're on the list.
Uh-huh, and we got this for you.
Kiss my entire ass.
Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass.
This world, kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
Papa, what's your last word?
My last word is just to reiterate what Red Wine said earlier about the whole college thing and the tuition and all that jazz. You know, when you come out of high school, don't get lured into that. You know, find out what talents your children have first. See what they could do. You know, football player, baseball player, candlestick maker, or whatever. You know, see what they got going on with them. And if you go bypass that and just start clocking up some dollars, you know, it'd be a mess because that's the way it is. But I just want to thank everybody for listening to our show and passing it on. Tell a friend to bring a friend. It's informative and it's real. So I'm just signing out with that particular thing. Yeah, thanks for listening to the Pajama Party.
Okay. What you got, Redwine?
I just want to say, again, thanks for listening, and I hope you all take a look at the website, apajamaparty.com. Check out the cocktail of the week. We work very hard to select some really good cocktails, and we put the recipes and directions on the website, and we hope you guys will take a look. And when you're entertaining at home or for an event, and you're trying to figure out what kind of cocktails, you know, that's a good resource. So go check it out, apajamaparty.com. Click on Cocktail of the Week, and you can just click on the drop-down and see an alphabetical list of all of the cocktails of the week and get the recipes. You can see a picture, get directions, and all of that. And they're all tried and tested by the Pajama Party crew. So we can say we stand by anything we put out there, and we think you're going to like it. Shout out to Pennsylvania, Philly, Florida. You all be careful with that, what's that storm called? Hermine? I know it begins with an H.
Okay.
The tropical storm that's moving up the East Coast. Everybody on the East Coast, please be careful. Batten down the hatches. Do what you got to do to be safe. Protect yourself. Thanks for hanging out with us. And we'll do it again next Friday night, 9 o'clock Eastern. What's your last word, Kettle?
My last word is thanks for our old listeners, new listeners, and future listeners. First-time listeners, we appreciate you listening to us. Also, a shout-out to our parent company, DC Homegrown.
Woo-woo!
They keep the lights on for us, and we really appreciate that. Also, a special shout-out to Miss Chaplin of the Paul Charter School in D.C. All I can say is thank you, thank you, thank you. She has been really an inspiration and very helpful in this school year for these students at Paul Charter School in D.C. That's it.
Peace out. All right. Say goodnight, Papa.
Uh-oh. Say goodnight, Papa.
Wait a minute.
You all right over there?
I feel the music. Good night.
All right.
Join us again next week. What is it? 9 o'clock Eastern time.
Oh, uh-huh.
8 o'clock Central time. 7 o'clock Mountain time. 6 o'clock on the West Coast. 9:15 CP time. That's every Friday night at 9 o'clock. Join us on the Pajama Party.
All right. We're
good
out.
Night.
All right.
Good
bonsoir.
Night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheers.
Well, when you, I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko, sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show. And good night.
Put on a party, party cool, keep it real for you.